Nolte, far-left columnist Ruth Marcus self-deports from Washington Post. By John Nolte on March 10, 2025. After 40 years with the failing Washington Post, columnist Ruth Marcus announced today, in a bit of a well I never huff, that she is leaving. Washington Post owner Jeff Bezos appears to have a plan, and that plan appears to be working. The disgraced and thoroughly discredited Post is losing upwards of $100 million a year. And every time it attempts a course correction into something resembling a respectable newspaper, it loses tens of thousands of its leftist subscribers. Nevertheless, Bezos appears to see a light at the end of a very long tunnel where he alienates the Post's only remaining base of support, far-left subscribers, and offloads hysterics like Marcus, who have made the Post a laughingstock. So, late last month, Bezos took control of the Post by announcing, "We are going to be writing every day in support and defense of two pillars, personal liberties and free markets." Because things like personal liberty and free markets are actually controversial over at the Post, the first person to self-deport was opinion editor David Shipley. Teehee. Then, on Monday, the 66-year-old Marcus announced her resignation, stating in part, "With immense sadness I am writing to let you know that I have resigned from the Washington Post." Following, Post CEO Will Lewis's decision to spike a column that I wrote expressing concern about the newly announced direction for the opinion section and declined to discuss the decision with me. Man alive, good riddance. Between Marcus and Jennifer Rubin exiting, the shrew factor over there has dropped from 11 to about 7.5. Marcus was easily one of the most dishonest writers around and not a very interesting one. Here she is claiming Joe Biden couldn't secure the border. Here's the chubby little fascist arguing that those who refuse to take the coronavirus vaccine should not be allowed to work or go to school. Here she is spinning Hillary Clinton's email scandal. Here she is all but explicitly blaming Republicans for a mass shooting. Here she is defending Susan Rice going on every Sunday show to lie about Benghazi not being a terror attack. Ruth Marcus is not a serious person. Truth, facts, right, and wrong mean nothing to her. She saw her role as a talking point creator for the Democrat Party. Nothing more, nothing less. No matter how outrageous, immoral, or Third Reich-ish, she'd find a way to put absolutely everything in a box marked Democrats good/GOP bad. I cannot imagine how thrilled Bezos and Lewis must be to finally be rid of her. Her and Jennifer Rubin, although they probably miss the cackling hen's free eggs. And what's Marcus going to do now? Open a Substack, when she doesn't offer anything a thousand other left-wing columnists offer. She's no Maureen Dowd, who at least has a singular voice and a sense of humor. Like the rest, Marcus's time is up. She no longer matters because she hasn't mattered in a while. The era of the regime media influencing the American people ended a long time ago. Outlets like the Post believed they could go on faking it, go on pretending they mattered, until they lost $100 million. Here's the glorious tally of our new golden age so far. Ruth Marcus. 538. Jim Acosta. Nora O'Donnell. Chuck Todd. Andrea Mitchell. Chris Wallace. Joy Reid. Neil Cavuto. Alex Faulkner. Ayman Mahyildin. Katie Fung. Jonathan Capehart. Lester Holt. If you think about it, daylight savings time cost us a whole hour of winning. John Nolte's first and last novel, Borrowed Time, is winning 5-star raves from everyday readers. You can read an excerpt here and an in-depth review here. Also available in hardcover and on Kindle and audiobook.